Nidarim Perek Vov Mishnah Dalet. Dog dogim she'eni toyim. Says an interesting lashon. Dog dogim. What he means to say, also behen, he answered on himself, bein gedoylim, bein ketanim, bein meluchim, bein tefillin. He means to say, dog, dog, any type of dog, any type of fish, bein chayin, bein bimushalim, both of their raw, what we would call today sushi, or regular cooked fish, umutu betoris trufa, what's not included? There's a type of fish that they caught, toris trufa, I don't know exactly what the words mean, the mufashim say, they're cut into very thin slices. Toruf is like ripped apart, like a trefa. You have it in the Torah in common places. So you have over here it's a type of fish called a toris, and it's cut into very thin slices. It's called a toris trufa. It's a santa yedia. This will make this more closer to home. Rishonim, Tosis over here in Daftan Aleph brings it, that this type of fish of toris is called tunina. Tunina is tuna. The word in Old French, this comes from a Rashi elsewhere, it's a Rashi in Megillah, the Laze Rashi touches it tuna. So for some reason, this Torah's truth is what we call tuna. So that's not Bechlal, the regular fish. And when we think fish, we think tuna as well. So L'chor, it's Tali B'loshim B'nei Odom. In our world, tuna would be Bechlal Dogim. The other thing that's muta, that's not Bechlal B'loshim of Dog Dogim, is Tzir. Tzir is fish, if they sit in one place. So there's tzir, there's the jelly, fish jelly that drips from it. That's not called fish. That's called a liquid that's noizel from the fish. It's not called fish. Hanoidim min atzachano. Tzachano is a dish of little pieces of dag that are cut up. So that certainly includes also b'toras trufa. It includes this case of toras trufa, even though it's not called dagim, but it's part of tzachano. But lamaisa umutib b'tzir. The fish jelly, not. Murias is also some of the liquid that comes out of the fish. It's not called the gufa fish itself. Hanoider mitoris trufa, that already is more inclusive. That includes also batsir v'murias. That's included in that. And the reason not that the tsir and the murias are included in the word toris trufa, what it means is that when he asks on himself toris, like we said, a tuna, trufa, that's little pieces, why does he have to say trufa? That's the way tuna is eaten. That's the toris. The answer is he means to include not only pieces of the fish which are distinct, but even mamish little tiny pieces. He means anything that's yoytze from the fish. So he's including in the word trufa, he's including the tzir and the murias. Again, these are lashonis. B'mei Chazal. This could change depending on usage. B'zman hazeh. Mishnah hey. Hanoidim min acholov. If somebody is noider from milk, milk is a very straightforward concept. But there are certain things that are not so partial whether they're included in milk. Mutter bakum. His mutter kum is the mayim ayotzim echolov. Cholov contains a certain amount of water. So the water is taken out of the cholov. It does have the enzymes of the cholov. So what happens is when they make cheese, they drain the liquid content of the milk. They drain it out as a process, and that water is milky, be milchix, but it's not milk. So that which is called kum is we don't call that milk. Rabbi Yossi holds no. Since that's part of the milk, it was drained out. You wouldn't call it milk. No, he says you would call it milk. But if he's noidim in a kum, then he's certainly muta b'cholov. Kum is kum. It's not milk. It's a product of the liquid from the milk. Abisholoimer, hanoidim in a gvino, if somebody asks himself, beneder, from cheese, osubo, bein melucha, bein tvelo. Doesn't make a difference if the gvino is made. Most gvinos were prepared for preservatives with a certain amount of salt. Doesn't make a difference if it's that type of cheese or it's the less usual cheese, which is without melach. Cheese is cheese. All types. Mishnah Vov. Hanoidim in abosar. Somebody's noidim in abosar. So whenever you cook meat, there's always going to be sauce at the bottom of the pot. Is that included? Mishnah says, Mutter beroitiv ubekipo. Not included in the meat, and that doesn't become osar, is the roitiv is the water that has the fleshig, the bottom of the gravy. And everybody uses that gravy, but it's not meat. Kipo is there's the liquid gravy, and then there's the part that gels. on the bottom of the pot. So that's also not included in the basar. Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, he says, those that's part of the meat. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, he brings a raya to this vort, V'osa alai Reb Tarfin, Beitzim shen is bashlu imoy. Santa Maisa, Reb Tarfin asud on Reb Yehuda, the Beitzim that was nizbashel with basar. That means there was a nether that was made by Reb Yehuda l'chayru, or maybe somebody asked Reb Yehuda on meat, and Reb Tarfin said included in the meat is there were beitzim that were cooked for flavoring with the meat, and the beitzim absorbed the taste of the meat. Now, the taste of the meat didn't come over in shtiklach flesh. It came over with gravy that's absorbed into the meat, into the eggs. So clearly that was also. So he's bringing a rye from Reb Tarfin. When you read the Mishnah, Reb Yehuda and Reb Tarfin are not colleagues. Reb Yehuda is from the next door, or another door after Reb Tarfin. And L'chayru, what he's doing is he's bringing a raya from a maisa from a door before him. Amruloi, v'chein hadover, the maisa that you said over is accurate. But it's not a raya to Yoshita. Emasai, when would bosor be osor and it would include also the gravy and therefore the beitzim that absorbed the gravy, the beitzim shenizbash loimi would be osor. Bizman she yoimar bosor zeolai. He didn't ask for bosor b'chlal. He asked for, there's a roast cooking on the stove and somebody wanted to eat it and the bala bosor said, I'm asking you to eat from that roast. So he's asking him on everything that comes from that roast because he means, I don't want you coming near that dish. So anything that absorbed from it as well. She'anoydim in adovar, if somebody asks up, this is an important idea. If somebody asks up a specific thing, v'nisarv ba'achem yesh b'nois in tam osa. If he asks up that roast, a taruvis with that roast will be osa. We don't look at that just as gravy. The point is not gravy as opposed to bosa. The point is anything from that roast, anything that absorbed from that meat. But in a case where he asked it up bosa b'chlal, roitiv and kippah not bosa. Now here the Rishonim get off into a very big discussion, which is a major principle in taruvis. Mishnah is a very innocent Mishnah, but there's a halacha over here that's mavur minei ubei. When we talk about asking up this roast and this taste that's absorbed, so the Gemara speaks out, Ran, Mukiyos, bring it to halacha, that we're talking over here where there's a taste in the beitzim that's nicker of the basar. It has to be less than shishim. Anything that absorbs, that's belay a taste more than shishim. We have a klal in taruvis that's always bottle. Fregen the Rishayim, that l'chayra taruvis and bitl b'shishim should not work over here because this is a klal called dovah sheyesh lematiri. Anything that's going to become bottle, l'moshul, you have a sugi in the beginning of beitzah, where something which was muktzah on Shabbos, a beitzah shenol da b'yomtiv, became mixed up with a bunch of other beitzim, you're not allowed to eat it. It's bottle b'shishim. But since it'll be mutter after Shabbos, we don't see that as something that becomes bottle. Dovah sheyesh lematiri doesn't become mutter. Im kain, then over here as well, the bittul should not take place. A ned is dovah sheyesh lematiri because it's shach to be shel on the neder. Not only that, a person is encouraged to be shel on the neder. So Rishonim asked that should be considered a dovah sheyesh lematiri. Rishonim amiyashim, this is a famous thing that's brought, a famous cloud that's brought by all the Rishonim, all over Hilchas Taruvis, is that the halacha of dovah sheyesh lematiri is only when we're talking about a taruvis of min b'minoi. But a taruvis of min sheloi b'minoi, like by us, where the tam of basar is nivla into beitzim, over there, min sheloi b'minoi, the halacha is that dovah sheyesh lematiri is mutter. What's the understanding? So we'll say over the Ran, says over here, in Daftan Beis, a famous yisoid, and it's worth knowing this yisoid. The Ran explains that the way bittul works is always based on contrast. That means like this. Person has chicken soup cooking on the top of the stove, and a little bit milchix falls in. Milchix, a little bit milk, a little bit chocolate falls in. The milk, the chocolate that falls into the chicken soup are two different things. So a drop of milk falls into a pot of chicken soup. We don't see the milk as being here. Why? Because you can't taste it. It's pachas mishishim. It becomes bottle. But think about it. What happens if a drop of trefa chicken soup, min b'minoi, falls into the pot? Would you say that it's there's no chicken soup here? It's all chicken soup. The bittel is not based on the chicken soup being mevatel, the taste of the other chicken soup. Adrabba, take one container of chicken soup and pour it into a bigger pot. It just becomes more chicken soup. It's not chicken soup. The chicken soup didn't become bottle mitzad the contrast of taimim. It only became bottle, which is what we call bittel beroyv by min beminoy, because it's less than. Says the Ran that this idea that bittel beroyv works by min beminoy, again, min shaloy beminoy, the bittel is based on contrast. You no longer taste it, therefore it no longer is. Min beminoy is never bottle because of the contrast in taimim. It's only bottle because of the contrast in din. You have trefa chicken soup falling into kosher chicken soup, so it's bottle because it's less than. It's nizbatel b'mi'utoy. Says the Ran, Chazal were goizetz, din derabonon, dovish yesh l'matir. They treated a dovish yesh l'matir as not fully being a chaticha d'isura. They see, let's say, mukta on Shabbos as not being treif, it's not a chefza d'isura. It'll be mutter after Shabbos. Meanwhile, there's a block in Allah to eat it. But be'etzim tzedvar heter. So the Ran says, think about it. If it fell into a teruvus min shaloi b'minoi, the bittel is based on contrast, so that could take place, even though it's not a chefza d'isura. If a beitza fell into a beitza shenolda b'Shabbos, b'yomtiv, fell into a huge pot of cholent that's on the stove, and it became bottle b'shishim, so you don't taste it. If you don't taste it, it's not here anymore. But if it fell into a big pot of cooked eggs, so then it doesn't become bottle out of the contrast in taste. It becomes bottle because of the contrast in din. One is a chefza d'isura, one is a chefza d'atera. Dov shleish matin is not fully a chefza d'isura. This is the Ran's classic hesper. Achreinim talk about this l'roiv. Reb Kivegas and Arichos, Reb Ochonim, Bavus Dereid. But we just said over the Tamsis Divrei Haran. L'maisa, this is the sheet of most Rishonim. The Rif holds that the din of Dov shleish matin is even by min b'minoi. But most of the Rishonim hold not that way.